anything as far as style of play that maybe DeMarcus reminds you of?
Not really. I mean, he's an excellent athlete, very loose-hipped, quick-footed athlete. He's a little quicker than fast, but, I mean, on tape, when you watch this kid, he can run now. He can climb on defensive backs. But I couldn't give you, off the top of my head, I couldn't give you one receiver that he reminds me of right now.
I get that four suspensions is sort of misleading a little bit. How do you sell guys upstairs, though, on
You know, if you go into the school, you talk to staff, you kind of see where the kid's grown. I spent time with him when we brought him in here, spent time with him. He spent time with John. He spent time with Andy. He spent time with Coach Coley. He spent time with Matt Nagy. He spent time with other scouts. And I think we were comfortable after, you know, feeling the kid out. We feel like he's matured. We feel like he's gotten humbled. And, you know, he's just the growth in the kid, I think, kind of sold itself.
Ryan, so much of being a scout now is not just evaluating the player and the tools. It's doing the background work, being a detective.
Absolutely.
So when you were in Gainesville now,
yeah,
and you're talking to teammates and people around them,
yeah,
what are they saying? What are some positive things you said,
yeah,
that you put in that report?
Teammates love this kid. Teammates love this kid. This is a kid that's going to come in. He's going to do anything you ask. He's going to work his butt off. He's not a diva. He doesn't demand the football. He's going to play on special teams if you want him. He's going to block on the edge if you want him. And he's going to do he wants to please. He's a people pleaser. He's a really good kid. Talking to him, even at the pro day, man, the kid, everything you asked him to do at the combine, I talked to his combine group leaders. Kid was on time. Everything they asked that kid to do, he did. So coming in here, Andy's really good, and their offensive guys are really good, and I think he'll fit in fine.
I know you have to be careful about saying kind of where his value is. Like, I get that.
But sure.
As a talent,
yeah.
Can you say generally what kind of talent he is? Because I mean, he had to fall a little bit in the off-field stuff.
Sure.
As a talent, if you took all that stuff away, I mean, how much earlier could we have been talking about him going?
I thought he was a top three round talent, to be honest with you. I thought he was a, as I said before, he was loose hipped, quick footed. Production's down a little bit, but the kid with the ball in his hands it's impressive what he can do with the ball in his hands.
One thing that I want to know about an Andy Reid receiver that mm-hmm. you're going to draft into this offense is that he can process mentally.
Absolutely.
And think on his feet.
Yep.
And do that. Just how many times did he have to, you know, adjust his route based on the coverage?
Well, they put this year when Coach Mack came in, I mean, they put it on him now. You know, you got to learn. They moved him around. You got to learn this offense, and he did it. And then he sat in and he met with Matt Nagy, and he talked coverage. And Matt was, you know, he said for wide receiver, he was impressed for what this kid knew. So I think he'll be fine. It's always an adjustment in year one. It's going to be an adjustment for anybody coming into this system because the playbook's thick and there's a lot of verbiage. But with those coaches and this kid's willingness, he'll be fine.
For fans that have never seen him play, and if you, as a scout, we're going to show fans one game of his that kind of shows everything about what he's about, what game would you show?
He played well Mississippi this year. He played well. Vanderbilt played well. Last year, I think on the top of my head, there's a few games last year I can't think on the top of my head where he – but the kid's got – I mean, there's definitely moments where the kid shows you kind of where he can be.
Right. And when we had him earlier on the conference call, DeMarcus says he likes to compare his hands to Odell Beckham. He's got a body like Brandon Marshall. Talent evaluator, how much would you agree with that assessment?
I'll let him make those kind of comparisons, and I'll just – I think the kid's talented, but he can do all that stuff. You know, Odell's hands are special now, and this kid's got good hands too. I won't go into detail on that.
And the fact that you mentioned these two well-known wide receivers, what does it say about his confidence?
You know, he's a confident dude now. I mean, he expects a lot from himself, and it shows too that, I mean, the kid watches the game. He's watching Sundays. He's an idea. He's a feel for who he is as a player, and that's important too. You know what I mean?
How difficult was it to evaluate him as a wide receiver, given some of the, let's say, inconsistencies at quarterback for the Gators?
Yeah, that's a really good point. You got to go back to last year because last year was a little more productive and it was a little more consistent. But practice too. I was in Gainesville probably four times. went to practice twice, watched this kid, saw him live, you know, move around, saw him catch the football. So you put it all kind of together and kind of see where he can go. And then you cut up all – we cut up all the tape from this year and put it all together in terms of when he's touching the ball, what's he doing. So you have – I mean, I don't know how many – I think you had around 50 catches this year. So you have 50 right there. You have 50 right in a row opportunities to kind of to scout him. So use all of that stuff.
And how is his ball security? When would ball –
ball security, it's good. That's one thing I think he'll need to work on, you know, because he wants to make a play with the football in his hand. So, and DeMarcus knows that. He knows he wants the guy wants to produce for your team. So the extra, that's his thing, is the rack. That's what he's really good at. So, I mean, he wants to get that extra yard, and sometimes, you know, the ball can come up. But those, that's all correctable, I feel. And I think our coaches will do a good job with that.
So. Hey, guys, a couple more, and we're going to get
out of here, okay? Playing in the SEC, level of competition, is that going to play and help a guy like DeMarcus?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he played against – he practiced against one of the – Vernon Hargreaves, who won the top 10, or I think top 11 or 12, something like that. So, and I've seen those one-on-one tapes. And Vern's come out on the – or and DeMarcus has come out on the positive side more times than not. So this kid is playing – he's playing top-level corners week in and week out. Yeah, it matters. I think he – just seeing that now, there's less of a jump to the NFL when you see it in college.
Now, I believe you were the lead scout on Chris Jones.
I was.
Okay, I want you to tell us a little bit about his strengths and weaknesses. I think the first thing you notice, really unique body.
Yeah.
Really, really thick in the lower body. Yep. Just – can you talk about
sure.
the frame?
Absolutely.
And where, you know,
big human being. He can be, I mean, that kid can add weight if you want him to. And if you want to keep him to where he's at around 310, I mean, he can do that as well. Very powerful, very long, long-armed kid. When you watch the tape, I mean, it's like almost like octopus arms, the way he'll strike guys and just have, you know, they'll kind of crumble down just the way he can use his hands. But, yeah, very powerful base in the lower. He's got thick thighs. But and he's got athletic calves and medium sized ankles. So I mean,
is the effort okay in pursuit? Like, did he wear down in game due to conditioning? What?
I don't think he wore down. I think the thing with Chris was just the pad leverage. I think the pad level sometimes can make it look a little worse than what it is. If this kid can play with low pads, and I told him this on the phone and when we talked and when we saw each other, and he knows this, just consistent pad leverage, I think he's going to be a really good football player.
And does he have the tools to play one tech, three tech,
he
five
can play,
tech, two gap? Can he do all that?
He can play any position on the defensive line, and he can play on all three downs if he wants. When he gets into it, I mean, he's still got to show that he can do it in the NFL, obviously, but from college tape, I think he can play on every. I think he can play three technique. He can play five technique. He can play nose. He can play anywhere.
Just my last question about him, frame wise, body wise. Does he? I know you guys don't like to do comparisons,
yeah.
But it's such a unique body. What
yeah.
does it remind you of anybody you've seen?
Probably Marcus Stroud with Jacksonville. You know, I'd say it's a little similar to that. And this kid's, I think, a little better of an athlete, but I mean, the body type's pretty similar.
Last one, TJ. You said he could add weight. If they wanted him to, you think he could slim up?
Yeah, I mean, he's a thick bone, big dude. I don't know if you, 310, I mean, that's naturally easy for the kid. You know, I don't know if you'd want him to slim up, but if, I mean, if you told him to, I think he would do it. Chris is willing to do whatever you want him to do. So.
Okay. Just real quick, is it sure. a quick metabolism? Is he going to have to be conscious of the body composition?
I think,
or is it easy for him?
I think when you get to when you're 310 pounds and that's natural and you look good, I think the weight's always going to be something, you know, just for any person that's over 300 pounds. It seems to be something you're going to be conscious of. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We're going to have lunch here in between here. So.
That's what I'm talking about. Meatballs.
Yes.